Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here again talking girls basketball tonight as we are now talking with the head girls basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Mark Henderson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your team, you bring back quite a bit of experience from last year's team. Players such as Izzy Swenson, Emma Lammers, Tessa Scartweet, Kaylin Trask, Daytona Fair. I mean, you've got a lot of girls that played a lot of basketball for your team a year ago coming back here in 2025. And just looking at the team and some of the work that your girls put through the offseason, what are some things that have stood out to you about some of the work and some of the things your girls have improved on here throughout the offseason?
Yeah, I think that's the key word, the experience, right? I think this time last year when we talked, that was probably my biggest worry, was that we were so inexperienced, you know. And so we did get a lot of experience last year and some varsity minutes, and so that's really been helpful for us. And then, you know, this offseason, I would say some of the biggest things, we've had some girls who have really improved, I think, on their ball handling. You know, last year we had quite a few turnovers and kind of struggled against pressure defense and stuff like that, and I think we maybe have a few better ball handlers this year, some girls that have improved in that area, and I've seen some girls improve on their shooting. So I think that, you know, I'm hoping we can, you know, put the ball in the basket a few more times this year and score a few more points. And you know, last year we were trying to compete in games, and this year I'm hoping we turn some of that competition not only into just competing but also getting a few more wins too.
And kind of looking at things in terms of backcourt and frontcourt, starting with the backcourt, you know, we talked about, you know, like I mentioned earlier, some of the girls coming back, like Izzy Swenson, Emma Lammers, who are two, I think, have a real good chance of being pretty darn good players this year. And you got some other players like an Aaliyah Erickson, as well as CeCe Herrick and Allie Neuberger that are back for another year. Who are some others that you feel pretty good about here in the backcourt coming into this season?
Yeah, first of all, the name you mentioned there that didn't play as much last year but I think will play a big role for us this year will be Aaliyah Erickson. I think she's looked really good in the off season. You know, she's, like I said, really improved her ball handling. I think she's turned into a real good passer as well. So I think we'll see a lot of Aaliyah. And then I also think Allie Neuberger has made some big strides in the off season. I think her shooting has continued to get better, ball handling's gotten better, and I think she's made big strides on the defensive end of the court too. So those are a couple of the guards that I think will make big leaps from last year.
And the front court, you look at this front court, definitely some size on the front court with Tessa Scartweet, Daytona Ferry. Kaylin Trask, I know she plays a little bit more of a guard offensively and can handle the basketball, but defensively definitely plays the forward quite a bit as well. Those are kind of the three, at least right off the rip, that stand out to me, Daytona Ferry as well. And just when you look at this front court and maybe some of the new additions you'll add to the front court as well, what are some things that have impressed you with this front court?
Yeah, you know, you named a few of them there, and unfortunately, Daytona actually is injured, and she's going to be out for a while, so we're hoping she'll be back, you know, maybe by January. But in the meantime, yeah, Tessa is going to be a big key for us, obviously, in the middle. And Kaylin, like you said, kind of plays both a guard or a forward, and so she'll have to play some more on the front court for us. And then another one that I think will step up this year, Rosemary Chamness. Last year she was a transfer, and so she only got to play the last maybe eight games or something like that. But I think she'll play a role for us. And then, you know, both Stella Martinson and maybe Taryn Swanson as well could step up and get some varsity minutes for us. I think, you know, they both did some good things when we did some summer camps this year. And I think, you know, they'll play plenty of JV too, but I'd like to see them get some varsity time as well.
And as we take a look at this schedule, you guys get into game action. I know I was told you guys are playing a scrimmage on Saturday with Webster City. You follow that up with the Roland Story Jamboree taking on Colonesco. That's a week from today. And then you hit the ground running after Thanksgiving with games. You got a pretty busy opening week at South Central Calhoun, at Iowa Falls, Alden, at Nevada. So team will get tested right away out of Thanksgiving break. And, you know, looking at these scrimmages coming up in the first few games, you know, what are some things that you and the staff are looking to see, you know, maybe the points of emphasis you and the staff have for these first couple games?
Sure, yeah. Like you said, especially in the scrimmage and the jamboree, we want to make sure we cut down on turnovers, you know, take care of the basketball and try to get more efficient shots maybe than we got last year. You know, sometimes we, if we weren't turning it over, sometimes we took some maybe questionable decision making type of shots. And so we want to get good shots and take care of the basketball. You know, Webster City that will scrimmage this Saturday, I'm sure we'll play really good defense. So that'll be a good challenge for us and give us a good preview. Cause we do have, like you said, I think those first three games are all going to be tough ones. And, so I'd like to see us, you know, like I said, take care of the ball and then really get after it on defense. You know, I thought at times last year we got a little bit lazy on the defensive end, and I think we can be a better defensive team this year as well. So would like to see our defense really step up as well and create some turnovers.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here as soon as the regular season gets underway.
You bet. I appreciate it, Quinn.
That was Mark Henderson, the head girls basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks here in our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.